Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.
Tell me how I'm feeling. Feeling good as hell.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I've
found your choice of words just before
that interesting. And I reckon I've mentioned it once or twice on air.
Yeah.
Is this something you do?
Yes.
Yes. I think I know what it is.
A few people have been DMing me.
But if I get it wrong,
I lead and then you can go, rather than tell me the thing and maybe highly offended.
Does it involve both of your hands?
Yes, it does.
I know exactly what it is.
Yeah. So a few of our beautiful listeners have popped comments underneath some of our Instagram posts and DM me to let me know, in Alana's words, who has commented, "Have you noticed, Carrie, how you fill yourself up when you get the giggles? You did this in this video. You did it yesterday with your fashion chat."
Yeah. I mean, I've brought it up on air with you before.
It appears that quite often.
It's not quite often.
Oh, it is, because we've got a compilation.
Have
a look.
Who's been going through and compiling?
Eli has been.
Web
guy Eli has noticed that whenever I get excited and giggle, I rub my breasts with both hands in this weird, like, look at that video.
These are not even the moments. No, because sometimes.
Keep watching.
Is this going up on our show Instagram or OnlyFans?
Why can't it?
Can it?
Why? It's nothing wrong with it. Well, that's why I mean, is it offending people by doing it?
It's not offending, but it is a lot when you're making me watch it.
Oh, sorry. You don't have to. Only if you'd like to.
No, that's not what I was picturing. Because sometimes you will, like,
grab them, really hate them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when it's really tickled my fancy. That's a,
it's a real, hold on to your tits, everyone.
that's imagining I've got big bosoms that I'm just grabbing. Now, this is more of when I get excited. I'm like, oh, and then I start like a genie rubbing my bottle.
Making wishes.
But I've never noticed I've done it, and I'm not sure if it's a new thing or if I've been doing this for many decades.
Well, I mean, I've said it to you on air before, your aggressive grab, because you grab it like a portly gentleman would grab a belly.
Yes.
You know, when they rock back and laugh and they go,
yeah. Oh.
You do the same.
I think it's when I get excited.
Yes.
Yes.
So what do you want to know?
I just want to know if other people have funny things they do when they get excited.
Oh, great, great, great.
Because, you know, I didn't know that it was happening, and I don't know, I don't think it's in my control, but should I stop it?
I mean, 13, 10, 60, if you've got an opinion on that as well.
Does it offend you that I do it?
Does it offend me?
Yes.
No.
But you wouldn't watch the video then.
But I think you making me watch a compile of all the times you've done it is a bit much. And so are we putting the video, is this going up on the dark web?
It's just on our socials.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. So when do you reckon we're going to get kicked off Instagram?
Why?
Sure. Sure. Can we, Eli, it's a camera rolling. Can we just get one of me rubbing my crutch that we can put up there as well?
Too much, mate.
Oh, sorry for bringing the tone down.
13, 10, 60. What funny little thing do you do when you get excited?
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
What do you do when you're excited? Because Carrie's got a little habit.
What do I do, Jess?
Yeah.
Rub yourself.
Explain it. Rub yourself. Sounds
way, I mean, describe way. It another way.
Apparently, I
grab your norks.
Titillate. Oh, is that the way to describe it?
Yeah, what?
Apparently, I grab my chest.
Apparently,
and rub.
Eli's been filming it.
Carrie, tell
when
me
I get excited about something, sometimes I tap. Sometimes I grab and just go in a circular motion.
That footage is really.
It's a lot.
Well, you sucker people in by doing a few like
tap, taps.
Chest taps.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, this is pretty innocent. And then it's just straight up. Wow.
I'm touching myself up though, so it's okay. Isn't it?
Not in public.
You do. Imagine that as a defence. No, but I was touching myself.
Anyway, some of our beautiful listeners have reached out to me to let me know that I do that. None have complained, I've noted. They've all been excited by it.
Mate, and I reckon they've got it off online.
I do it. I didn't realise. I need to sneeze. I didn't
realise. God, you grab yourself when you do that as well.
Because it's quite exciting when you sneeze. What a feeling.
Seven?
Sorry, that's a lot.
Seven sneezes. Anyway, g'day, Sam.
Anyway, Sam.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Sam, what do you do when you get excited?
Bless you, Carrie, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry, Sam. I should have done that. Yeah, good on you.
Nah, all good. This one's on behalf of this one's on behalf of my good mate George Colin Barris. I'm not sure if he notices or not, but when he gets excited, he actually levitates onto his toes.
Oh, I've seen that. Yes, on MasterChef.
He goes up on his
tippy toe. Down. That's true.
He wouldn't be aware, I don't reckon.
That's
funny, isn't it?
Yes.
Sam, do you have any? Sorry, thank you. That's a great contribution. Do you have any yourself?
I don't think so. Someone said when I do, you know, oral speeches and stuff like that, I may sway a little bit side to side. So, yeah, it might give the audience some seasickness. Yeah.
Carrie thought you were going to say something else and she's grabbing herself again. Sam. Let's go to Anita. G'day.
Does anyone ever describe
that?
When they're doing a speech, I'm giving an
Can someone give me oral? Speech, obviously, is what I'm talking about.
Anita.
Hi.
Anita, what do you do when you get...
I actually bang people. Oh, with my hands. Not literally bang them.
Yes, good right, so you whack Anita. On their arm. I know exactly the type of person you are, Anita. I've been out with people when they've got excited and they start whacking arms.
Apparently it's a Kiwi thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, but my partner, he's Lebanese, he does it to me and it pisses me off.
Actually, it's funny you say it's a Kiwi thing, Anita. Can you hang there? Because Dean, our next caller, Dean, what do you do when you get excited?
Oh, I put a Kiwi accent on and I start dabbing.
I start dabbing.
Yeah, but like, hey, Solly, bro, I'll go for dab, eh? Oh, no. And then we'll start going on and get some fish and chips afterwards.
I mean, Anita, would you bang him on the arm?
No, definitely not. He needs to keep his mouth shut.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
Because we ponder the big issues on this show. This was from a few days ago. Is champagne just white wine that they've put in a soda stream?
Not quite.
How do they make?
I don't know.
Okay, because I thought it was
but
its
I
type
think
of
you
grape.
You should definitely do that at some point.
Yeah, because isn't it grown in the Champagne region, that type of grape, which is why, no, maybe
it's
not.
Made there.
Oh, it's made there. Okay.
Is champagne a white wine that they've just added bubbles to?
Absolutely. No, you should put it in a soda stream. Let's do it. Okay.
Let's try that. Blindfold me and see if I can taste the difference.
Oh, we don't have the blindfolds.
I'll just close my eyes.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So, yep.
So you've got a bottle of Prosecco.
Yeah, we didn't get champagne because Donnie's a tight ass.
Actually, she just got that from my fridge, so she is a real tight ass. Yeah. And we've got a SodaStream machine and a bottle of Semignon, is that how you say it? Sauv Blanc.
Yes.
You know, I just realised you could even put the Prosecco into the SodaStream and make it double fizzy.
Double champagne.
Yeah.
Prosecco. Oh, my God. That's double the drink we're going to serve.
Yeah.
Because, no, you like it bubbly.
Yeah, aggressive on your tongue.
Double Secco.
It's like everyone's had a party in your mouth and they're moshing. Yes. hey.
Sorry, I went quiet then because I was thinking of good names.
Yeah,
I was thinking of, I don't know, just Prosecond, like a second.
Prosecond time round.
Or it's not Prosecco, it's amateur Secco.
That's good.
That's funny.
That's good.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so first of all, so you've got to make put the wine in the soda stream.
Stop telling me what to do. You're meant to be blindfolded.
Not for the whole thing when it comes to the taste test.
What do you mean? That's now, though.
No, you haven't bubbled it.
I'm not, because I just opened the Prosecco, mate.
Okay, we'll start bubbling.
If we are going to go into business together, you have got to chill out on the attitude, my friend. You know what you need?
Well, one of us has to be a doer. You're the dreamer. I've got to do it.
You need a drink. That's what you need. You're lucky I'm here. Okay, I'm pouring some.
I mean, it certainly doesn't look appealing when you're tipping the wine into the soda stream machine.
I don't know how many times I have to tell you, you are blindfolded.
Sorry,
I want to see how the sausage is made. You just want to eat it.
Yes. Why'd you bring sausages into
it? I don't know.
It actually
like
just looks like you've peed in a bottle.
Maybe I did.
By your bed.
Piss echo.
Hey.
Isn't that what they call it? The champagne we used to have when we were younger? Pissanti? No.
Spumanti.
Spumanti. Oh. Yes.
And it made you pissanti.
Okay. And ready to go?
No.
Don't break the soda stream machine.
Okay,
oh, there we go.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
Oh, does it normally make that noise?
Because you are blindfolded.
More? What's happening? You can talk, Sonda.
Oh, oh my God. It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Oh, no.
Take it out.
The equipment.
Oh, no.
I'll soak it up. Don't worry. I'll soak it up.
Okay.
With a book.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a working with kids permit that I've used to soak that up.
Oh, no. We need that. We're going to give a working with kids permit soaked in alcohol back to them to say, we're responsible enough to work with children.
Okay, because now you're going to have to taste one from the table. Hang on. Okay, we're still good here.
Okay. Oh, God. And now the granny flat's going to smell
Oh, no.
Like
the rest of
Gosh. Careful. Okay, just take it out gently. Yep, okay. There we go. Okay, now you're going to put it in a shower. I'll close my eyes now.
You're blindfolded.
Okay, this is fun.
You don't need to close your eyes because you're already blindfolded.
But I'm not. Everyone knows I'm not. Okay.
Okay, so hang on.
That's amazing.
Is it worth ruining our whole radio show for?
Yes.
We're going to need that $610 million for a new studio.
Okay.
So here is the first one.
Okay.
Take a sip of that. Give us your thoughts. How's it sitting on the palate? How's the bubbles?
Mm. Nice amount of. I could have a bit more bubbles if I was honest.
Oh, I could have held it down. Or the bottling company.
Were you about to give it away? Mm. Nice flavour though.
Okay, there's one.
Beautiful flavour.
Didn't have to scull the whole glass, but here's the other one.
Did get real taste of it though. Mm. Real sense.
So
of
hang
it.
On, what did you give that one out of 10?
I'd give that a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Flavour or fizziness?
The fizziness wasn't fizzy enough for me, and the flavour, I needed it a bit stronger.
Okay,
a bit stronger,
classic, bit more when it comes to drinking. And how's that? Talk us through the second one.
That's really good. So is quite bubbly,
mm-hmm.
and it's got quite a nice flavour on it.
Does it? Mm. So what are you giving that one out of 10?
That's about an 8.
Bickmore, do you want the great news?
Mm-hmm.
Champagne or wine? Soda Stream
wine for the win!
No way! Serious?
Yes, mate.
Have we just lifted the lid on the biggest con of all time?
Yes. I mean, no. I mean, I'm not sure what the question is.
It just means that no one needs to spend money on champagne when they can just whack their Sauv Blanc,
Chardonnay,
in a soda stream machine.
It was Prosecco because our bosses are tired.
That's right.
But you know what else is great? You know how you can never get the cork back in the champagne bottle?
Of course.
Not a problem anymore.
Just rejuge it in the soda stream.
Yeah.
Guys,
Oh my God, guys.
We have to delete all this audio and then invent it ourselves.
But the soda stream thing's already been invented.
Damn it, they'd be so rich.
And wine's already been invented. Yeah, but they are, I think.
Oh, they're good.
Carrie and Tommy.
Let's talk about salmon, baby. Let's talk about you and the sea. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that salmon can be. Let's talk about fish. Let's talk about fish.
Take the rest of the day off, Bickmore. You are done.
Because what's going to happen when you eat salmon is you're not going to get what that song is actually about.
You don't reckon?
No.
We are arguing about salmon, and it's been happening for a few days, so we thought we'd bring it on air. You don't reckon salmon is a good date meal to cook?
It is a terrible date
and
meal. If I walked into a house that smelt like salmon being cooked, I would walk back out the other room.
Why?
Other room? Other direction.
I'm going to sit in the living room and wait for this. I feel like you may have been cooking off salmon or something. Salmon, it does not smell that much.
No, but then your breath smells fishy. Then your hands smell fishy. It's just a lot of fishiness in one night.
I just don't reckon it's even that fishy as far as fish goes.
Isn't it the least fishy of the fish?
Yeah.
Nah, it's still fishy.
I reckon, I didn't want to say this because, but I reckon when it comes to fish, you're a bit frigid.
I'm not the only one. Belle, a producer Belle, who conveniently isn't here for our salmon chat.
No, she's out eating salmon.
She's out at a wedding, I think.
No, but she wasn't saying it was a bad idea. She was saying all her girlfriends, laugh because every guy cooks it for a date.
Yeah, because it's the most basic thing. You have to put it in the oven and pull it out and you're done. Again,
how long do you leave it in the oven for?
If you cook the salmon, none of that's happening.
Yes, it is,
it's
mate.
It's not.
Salmon is...
I think you want A small bowl of spaghetti pasta is what you want on date night.
No one on a date night wants spaghetti.
No. Okay, you don't want too much because then you're bloated.
No one wants any spaghetti.
But you want to watch it swivel around on a fork and then pull it up and then watch you just put it into your mouth.
Oh, my God.
See?
I've also seen you eat and you never have eaten like that.
Or you want, what's another good date night
food? You said before you didn't want any food. You said the kitchen's not where you want to focus your attention.
I think your exact words were, you're eating.
No, yeah.
What? No, I just why? Said that I
think you called me a loser. I think you went, why are you having food, you loser? If you're going to be eating one thing.
If you're on a date, neither of you actually care about the dinner.
Mate,
so why are you wasting time? Just put a little cheese platter out. No one will touch it. Everyone looks like you've made an effort.
Call me old fashioned, but I like to eat on a date.
What a gentleman.
I never thought you'd be the sleazy one out of me and you. You're like, what are you eating for, mate? Just get straight to the bedroom. Go at it. Yeah. I'm like, okay. I thought we'd just have a nice salmon meal beforehand, get to know each other. Why are you doing that, you loser? Straight to the old workbench. You don't even want them to know if you've got a kitchen in the house.
The funniest thing is I serve salmon like 3 times a week.
Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
Because I want to take us into unknown territory.
Okay.
I have an idea for a game called How Long Until They Let Us Know That We're Wrong.
It's a catchy title.
So everybody, it's not going to fit on a T-shirt, is it? So everybody that is listening right now, you are in on the joke.
Okay.
Right? But there are going to be some people that are just about to switch on their radio. And when they do that, we are going to be talking about the Sydney Olympics.
Yeah.
Because I want to ask you about your favourite memories from it.
Sure.
And I'll list some of mine. But all of the facts I'm going to give you are going to be wrong.
Yeah.
And I want to know how long it takes until someone who has just tuned in goes, I can't handle this anymore.
And calls up to
tell us we're wrong.
Oh.
And if that does happen, some of the people that are listening now that are in on the joke, I'm hoping they call up to say, no, the guys are right and it's you that's wrong. And our
listeners can have an argument. It's going to happen in the next 5 minutes.
It's like half of Australia is pranking the other half of Australia.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Okay, that's nice that you think half of Australia is currently listening.
No, half of Australia is not listening. That's pretty bad, actually. So the game starts now. Hey, Bickers.
Yes.
I just want to talk to you about, I was watching a doco the other night and I want to talk to you about my favourite memories from the 2001 Olympics.
Remember the ones?
Sydney and Perth.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, because they had to have the opening ceremony in Perth. I can't remember why
I think it was some security thing at the time. It was very last minute.
Ice rink was where Stephen Bradbury won silver.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I grew up in Perth and it was so exciting that we finally got something.
Of course, because a lot of the kids got to get involved, didn't they?
Yes.
So 13-10-60, I would love, if you have some of your favourite memories from the 2001 Olympics, that'd be fantastic. For me personally,
my highlight was definitely Kathy Freeman when she started the water fountain thing. That starts the whole game.
Yes. And then went on to win the 100-meter sprint, which, as we all know, I still think is probably the greatest sporting moment in...
Was that in the doco?
In Australian history.
Yeah.
Yes, that was in the doco.
It's amazing. It was like united a nation.
Yeah. And even some of the things that I thought were going to be cringe weren't. Like when they got Bindi Irwin to sing the national anthem at the opening ceremony.
Oh, she was great. It's so weird to think she's so grown up now.
I know.
She was so little back then.
She was so... we got Reese. G'day, Reese.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, great. What was your favourite memory from the 2001 Olympics?
Oh,
no. Reese has dropped out.
Are you there, Reese? No.
Oh, no.
Josh is there, though. Should we go to Josh and we'll come back to Reese?
I reckon let's try Reese.
Okay.
Oh, no. We'll call him back. We've had a bad one.
Okay. Anyway, keep talking to me about some of your...
Let's go to Fergus quickly over here. G'day, Fergus.
G'day. How you going?
Yeah, great. What was your favourite memory from the 2001 Olympics?
2000 Olympics? I was in a marching band in the opening of the ceremony.
In Perth?
Yeah, in Sydney.
But it was in Perth, though, the opening ceremony.
2000 Olympics.
2001, I think you'll find, Fergus.
The Olympics in Sydney.
Hold on. We got Josh on the line. Josh, is there something you wanted to say to Fergus?
Josh?
Yes, Tommy. Hey,
Josh, what is your favourite memory from the 2001? Well, Fergus seems to think it was 2000, but the 2001 Olympics.
Yeah, mate, I don't know which Olympics you're talking about, because it's definitely 2000.
Well, I'm sure, but I just watched a documentary on it the other night. 2001, but we're having the Olympics again this year. They are every 4 years.
Yeah.
It is 2021.
Yes.
So they can't have been in 2000. Jesse, do we have anyone else there?
Yes,
on
I
the
think
line?
Meg wants to add something.
Oh, g'day, Meg.
Hey.
Hey, what would you like to add?
I just wanted to say the 2001 Olympics were absolutely fantastic, especially when they did the water slide after that water fountain.
That honestly, that spine tingling, that just made the hairs on my arm stand up.
Meg,
thank
you so much for calling in, because Fergus and Josh just tried to say
is
that
Fergus
the Olympics
still there? Because
were
I
in
think,
2000, I but Meg, they were definitely 2001, weren't they?
My birthday comes every year the Olympics is on. It's definitely 2001.
Thank you. Fergus, I mean, you've just heard it there from Meg. I think maybe you're mistaken.
I must be. 20 years ago.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
It's a very quick g'day at the start of that, isn't it? I don't hear g'day.
Is there a g'day?
Can we have the start of that again?
I do hear it now. Yeah. It is a good g'day.
Okay.
We don't go g'day.
Okay.
Do you know who says g'day?
Who?
Aussies when they travel overseas.
I've not heard anyone ever say it like that. Say g'day.
How do you say it? G'day. Now when you say it feels weird.
G'day?
G'day.
No, if you were on screen at the moment, I'll be like, she's not Australian.
You say
g'day?
It. Say it.
G'day.
G'day.
Why can't you say it?
G'day.
G'day. You're saying bidet, but with a g. Yeah. Jesse, how do you say it?
G'day.
Oh, okay, I've got it. G'day. Anyway,
okay,
g'day.
What is it? What percentage of Australians can say g'day?
G'day is what you say when you head overseas when you're Australian, right?
Sure.
Americans love when you go g'day.
G'day. Good day.
Good day.
The reason I bring this up is because obviously borders are shut. International borders are shut at the moment.
Yes.
It's a long time till we're going to be able to travel overseas again. And we had a conversation amongst our team the other day when we travelled to Mardi Gras.
Mm.
About the amount of travelling each of us had done as a team and
yes.
how many times we've been overseas. Mm. And Eli...
Did you just start a discussion that you wanted to win? Is that what it was?
I don't think I would win that at all.
It was about frequent flyer points.
I reckon Bill
No, let's talk about who's got the most money. Bank accounts open, everybody. Just friends having a chat.
But our web guy, Eli, said, so we had to fly, you had to fly to come to Mardi Gras to see us. Mm. What flight number, first of all, how old are you?
33.
Mm. Sorry, you looked at me concerned then when I said, what flight number? I don't mean actually what the number of the flight was.
Why are you sitting on the floor?
Qantas flight 684. I mean, how many times have you flown, including that trip, in your entire life?
Are we including domestic and international?
Yep.
Maybe. And connecting flights or just one round trip?
Is really...
Can you just attempt to say g'day?
The stat you told us in the car.
Oh, eight.
That you've
eight
been
flights.
Eight,
yes.
Eight
in
flights.
Total.
In total. In total, including the one you took to get to Mardi Gras.
Yes.
And so that's counted as two flights because you took one there, one
no,
there?
No, that's one.
That oh, eight trips.
Oh, so now he's on nine. Ooh!
Wow.
But then we all started chatting, right? And I was interested, have you been overseas?
Yes.
So you've only taken nine flights ever in your life, but some of those flights have been international.
Yes. So when I was younger, I went up to my mother's homeland twice. In Europe.
Your mother's homeland. Where's your
Greece?
To
Greece.
Be fair, she was born here.
Why did you call it your mother's homeland?
But she's got a lot of family in Greece.
Yeah.
Did you say g'day? When you got
g'day? It's me, Eli. The web
back
guy.
In my mother's homeland.
This is my mother's homeland. I've only been on 7 flights.
Shocking, I know.
But anyway, g'day, Greece. G'day.
So hold on. So you've been to Greece?
Yes.
And where else? Overseas?
So I've been to London.
Yep. Hold on. You've only done 9 flights. You've been to Greece and London.
So because we were looking at it as one overall trip, so I did a around the world ticket.
He was a platinum frequent flyer. No.
But that was all in the one holiday. So then we went to Egypt.
Is there any?
Oh, my God. Has Eli been to every continent?
Is there any airlines you haven't been on? Have you been on Taco Air?
I was going to use you as the example of somebody that hasn't travelled a lot. You've done around the world and back. Yeah.
Haven't you also been to Hawaii?
Yes.
Because anyway, it got us chatting not about that.
Yeah.
It got us chatting about the fact there'd be so many Australians, I think, that would never have been overseas.
Like Eli. They've never had the chance to step off somewhere and go, good day.
I reckon there'd be a lot of people that haven't even been on a plane trip in Australia.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
Because this has never happened before. My nieces have requested a segment.
They heard something, they liked it, did they?
Mm. Yes, that's never happened before.
We've been doing this for about 4 years. This is the first time they've liked something we've done.
It's the first time they've sung the theme tunes to one of our segments over and over. So without further ado, Rosie, Elsa, here it is again.
Tommy's Cat Chat, Tommy's Cat Chat. There are pussies he'd like to pat. He likes to stroke their whiskers and also feed them biscuits. Now it's time to start Tommy's Cat Chat.
Oh, that's an interesting one for them to go around singing.
It's a fun tune. Because remember last time there was a stray cat that had attacked a pilot in a cockpit. Remember Taco Air? The Sudanese airline.
We had so many calls. We had a call about the cat that got stuck under a bonnet. Mm-hmm. And then Fleur wrote in and then she's written some fan fiction.
Mate.
She's written a story about the pussy that was stuck under the bonnet.
131060. Give us a call with your cat tails. I've got a quick one for you here. This is over in Colorado. You know how they're having that cold snap at the moment?
Yes.
There was a lorry driver and he got out and he noticed,
under. Is that the lorry driver or the?
No, I think that was the lorry driver, but also the kitten. It was confusing. There was a kitten under the
grill?
Not the back bit. Under the carriage thing, holding on to the thing. But he couldn't, because it was so cold over there, his fur had gotten frozen to the semi-trailer.
Oh.
But it's okay. They've rescued. Kitten is absolutely fine. Cat chat. Good story, Tommy.
Wasn't really.
Great story.
Just a frozen cat was stuck to a truck.
Yes, and it's fine now. 131060.
Have you got a better cat tail than that?
Yeah, I'll be more impressed if you've got a worse one.
I would say your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
Tommy's Cat Chat, Tommy's Cat Chat. There are pussies he'd like to pat. He likes to stroke their whiskers and also feed them biscuits. Now it's time to start Tommy's Cat Chat.
This could become my favourite ever segment.
It's pretty great. I told a ripping tale just before about a young little kitten that was frozen to a truck. But he's freed and was saved by...
Worry about the details.
Let's
Kat,
go to
Kat, give us your cat tale.
Okay, so I had a cat. Well, cat still have her, actually. My daughter has a cat that had broken into the fridge. She used to break into our fridge, set the alarm off, steal a piece of plastic cheese every time, and not... close the door, unfortunately, and would set the fridge alarm off. So one night I got up, not thinking, slammed the fridge door shut. The next morning my daughter got up ready to get for school. The cat was stuck in the fridge for 8 hours.
Oh my
which
God.
Which is meant to kill them. Like, it slows their heart
was
rate.
Was it shivering?
don't know. I missed it, probably.
It would have been full of...
You're evil. Listen to your laughter.
I can't stand this cat, to be honest.
You tried to kill it, didn't you?
Kath, it's so hard that you don't like that cat because you're one letter off it. A Kath joke. It's fine.
It was good. I appreciate it. Would it be funny that Tommy's cat chat and it's best when you're not involved?
Yeah. I'm actually the only downside of cat chat at the moment. Karen, do you want me to ruin your story as well?
Hello.
Yep, she does.
G'day, Karen.
Karen, talk to us about your pussy.
My cat, I tried to draw in the clothes drawer.
What happened?
Well, I put clothes in the dryer the night before and I got up in the morning and said, I'll just flick that clothes dryer on, and the cat must have thought, oh, nice place to sleep. And I flicked the clothes dryer on and I heard bang, bang. So what the hell has happened to the cat? Well, the clothes dryer, and I go out and the cat jumped out and frightened the living daylights out of us all. He was looking the same.
Had it shrunk slightly?
Oh, God, a pity he had, and he was a big cat.
Wow. Were the clothes still dry? Was the cat wet?
No, I think the cat might have peed on them in the end, and then I had to do them all again.
Good on you, Karen. Thank you for participating in Cat Chat. Christy, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm struggling, but give us your cat chat.
So I sold a car about 7 months ago, and... these lovely people that brought it, they were going to Echuca to take it back, and they got about 45 minutes to half an hour away, and they hear this meowing, and my cat Simba is in the boot. Poor them had to come all the way back to Werribee and give me back my cat.
Oh. And have you managed to get rid of the cat another way now?
No, definitely not.
Oh, sorry. Good on you, Christy. Thank you.
Cassandra, talk to us. Have you got a cat tail?
Did you try and make that Cassandra?
No, I didn't.
Did you?
I didn't.
Sorry, Cassandra.
Yeah, that's right. I do have a cat chat tail for you.
Yeah, talk to us.
Well, I used to work in zoos and we used to tell these neighbours to keep their little fluffy Persian cat at home because we didn't want it to have a misadventure in the zoo.
Oh, God.
And, so one day we're cleaning out the lion habitat and I find its collar.
Oh, Cassandra. Cassandra's laughing too. These collars are evil. What had happened to the pussy, Cassandra?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
What do you reckon, mate, in the lion enclosure?
I just want to hear Cassandra say.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.